Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final hour on this Friday. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai. Lots of new and pre-owned inventory. All with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Great service department there for you. With all the diagnostics, the inspections, all the routine maintenance. And a sales department that is there for you to save you money, make sure they give you the right deal that's right for you. That's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. And every Friday, of course, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Water, wine cooler, soft drinks, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed,
all
second
I know
to
is
none.
The Yankees didn't lose, and you're in a good mood.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I have the ability to find the positives in anything. And anytime you're talking about Brewers Outlet, I find a lot of positives.
Yes.
Yeah, what the heck? I also got the picked up the suits mail today. This one says occupant. This one says resident. That's for him. Okay, so.
S-U-I-T. That spells suit.
How's everybody doing today? Well, so your team did not lose yesterday.
That's correct.
I'll get back to you.
But another good chance to foul it up and anger us all this weekend.
I think most of America's not angry at all. Most of America's a very happy-go-lucky group.
As us Yankee fans, I should say.
Oh, okay, so both of you. Good. Great. You act like there's billions out there that follow your team.
Sometimes it feels like it, but as you mentioned, a lot of those I don't consider Yankee fans. So there's that.
You don't think they're nice people, but they're very nice people. People that care about, yeah. it's been a fun day for me because I have had a chance to be around and with not only the current Penn State basketball team, but Miles Dredd, Sam Sessoms, Trent Buttrick, Jamari Wheeler, Josh Reeves, Shep Garner, Julian Moore, Curtis Jones, Mike Watkins, Isaiah Brockington. I think I mentioned Jamari, right? Jamari Wheeler. Yeah. Be great to see all those guys back. A lot of fun. And the basketball team is, when I look at them in practice, the difference I'm seeing now is that obviously they have a better handle, for the most part, on what they should be doing and why they are doing it. It doesn't mean every once in a while they don't repeat a mistake, because that does happen. But that's where I see them in July. These are mistakes they won't be making in October. And they're making fewer mistakes now than before. Ace Baldwin's fun to watch. A lot of fun to watch. So is Puff Johnson, Zach Hicks. Fun to watch. No question. And they're doing a good job of, quote, coming together. Yeah, you can see there's a sync to them that's already developed. That's a big plus. Next week will be all about football. Basketball will continue to practice, but next week will be all about football because of Big Ten Media Days. And the story next week will be multifold. Now, for Penn State, what will the questions be that James Franklin will get? He will get questions about the development of the freshman who played last year. He'll get a lot of questions about Drew Aller. He may get a question or two about, you know, what it takes to get past Ohio State and Michigan. Michigan, Jim Harbaugh is going to get questions about J.J. McCarthy. I mean, you think about it, J.J. McCarthy really is the first quarterback that Jim Harbaugh has developed from scratch. He'll get questions about the health of Blake Corum, Donovan Edwards, about his wide receivers. You know, Andrell Anthony transferred out. A.J. Hennings transferred, ironically, transferred from Michigan to Northwestern. He'll get questions about his wideouts. Ryan Dale will get asked about what's happened with Michigan the last 2 years, about Kyle McCord as quarterback. And then there'll be Luke Fickell will get a lot of questions, a lot of attention, because he's changing the dynamic of Wisconsin. Before I get to Northwestern, let me tell you the question I would ask Kirk Ferentz. Everybody knows in May there were 26 Iowa athletes implicated in gambling. Now, it doesn't mean they did. They were just implicated. Right? There were 15 Iowa State student-athletes, 26 Iowa student-athletes. And the Iowa student-athletes were identified not individually but by sport, which included football, men's basketball, and wrestling. Okay? There were a couple other sports too, but those are the primaries, football, men's basketball, wrestling. And baseball. Iowa baseball had to hold a player out of a weekend series with Ohio State because of the allegations of this, and so everybody knows who that player is. Well, don't you think in 2 months that the coaches on the respective programs have a good idea of who's being investigated? So why is it that somebody came up with the bright idea that Noah Shannon should be representing Iowa at the Big Ten Media Day? Who came up with that idea? Who thought that was really, hey, that's great, let's do that, he'll be terrific? Statistically, yes. But it turns out he's one of the people implicated. It doesn't mean he did anything. But who needs that distraction? My problem is, you know, Kirk Ferentz says, I think it shows a lot of leadership that he pulled his name out. Hey, Kirk, look, I know Matt doesn't like anybody that, you know. Matt thinks the world is evil. I got it. I've been around Kirk Ferentz enough where I personally like Kirk Ferentz. I have not liked how the last couple of years have gone at all. And this is another example of I don't get it. He's talking about Shannon's leadership. What about yours? You can't tell me after 2 months you didn't know that he was one of the guys being looked at. So it should have been an automatic when the names came up, like, hey, we can't take Noah. Let's just play it safe. We can't take Noah. I don't get it. It would be a bigger story if Northwestern wasn't happening. And the Northwestern people are between a rock and a hard place when they go next week. Ron, the interim head coach, has only been there since January. He can't say anything about it. He doesn't know anything about it. Right? The three players going, they're not going to say anything about it, but they're all going to get asked about it. And then Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, will be asked about the challenges of the new job. He'll be asked about the TV contracts and how that is settled in. He'll be asked about realignment. Those will be the basics he'll be asked. So that's what's coming up next week. Today it's Pac-12 Media Days, the last one that USC and UCLA will ever go to. And their commissioner, George Kliavkov, is going to address the media. Now, this is twofold. To the lack of credit of the Pac-10, they don't have a media deal. To the credit of the Pac-10, they put out something and floated it earlier this week to let everybody know they were not going to announce it at media day. All right. This would be the perfect media day for you to go to. There's just enough negative stuff happening out there that makes you thrive.
It would be interesting, I can tell you that.
You would thrive in this environment. You'd be calling everybody stupid.
In this case, yeah. I'd probably exactly be doing the same thing in some circumstances at Big Ten Media Days if I were there.
Well, you got 14 teams plus the commissioner there. Okay. What kind of things are you going to say to, I don't know, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State? What are you going to say to them? What are they doing?
Oh, I got no problems with them. I'd be after Iowa and Northwestern.
Wisconsin's fascinating, but Luke Fickell wants to play differently. They've been playing, you know, 3 to 4 yards in a cloud of field turf pellets forever. Now they want to. He wants to open it up, and he's brought in Phil Longo to be the offensive coordinator, and he has a reputation for being wide open offensively, which is a completely different ball game for Wisconsin. This is a question that won't be asked, nor should it be asked. But down the road, when the transition happens going from divisions to 1 through 16, this is a good talk show topic, not a coaching topic or a player topic, but a talk show topic. When you go 1 through 16 after going divisions, is finishing 6th or 7th good enough? I brought that up one day to Dave Revson, Matt LePay, and Mike Lucas from the Wisconsin Network. The four of us were talking before a basketball game at the Kohl Center. And I brought that up, and all the other three guys looked at me and went, wow. I never really thought of it that way. Because right now, that'd be the equivalent of finishing 3rd in your division. Well, finishing 3rd in your division makes your fan base feel, in terms of perception, that you're close, right? 6 doesn't sound close. And that's just something for down the road I think is worth exploring. And part of it's going to be the perception of where your program is at the time. Is your program on an upward trajectory and you get to 6th? Or is your program considered to be one of the better ones in your 6th? And that's something that is a question I think that is interesting to ponder once the transition happens from divisions to 1 through 16. It's a different ball game in football compared to basketball. In basketball, in the Big Ten, you can finish 8th, but you make the NCAA tournament. If you finish 6th in the Big Ten in football, you are not, you're going to a bowl game, but you are not going to the college football playoff. So there's a difference between the two. And with the addition of USC and UCLA in a 1 through 16, the Big Ten could get as many as 10, maybe even stretch 1 year to 11 in the NCAA tournament. But in football, if they go to 16 in the college football playoff, you can get as many as 4 in. But in all likelihood, you'll get 3. And that's the difference. The perception part is the difference in all of this. And for Matt, it's either, it's not really about perception, it's what he thinks is stupid.
Well, Iowa's kind of filling that definition right now with the way they handled the Noah Shannon thing.
It makes no sense to me.
Hence why I brought up the leadership comment about Kirk Ferentz.
It makes no sense to me because for 2 months it's been out there that there are 26 individuals. And they've identified the teams they're with. Not the individuals, but they've identified the teams. Well, you don't think internally people know what the names are? Of course internally they know what the names are. So all you got to do is just say, look, hey, here's the list. We ought to send him, him, and him. No, we can't send him. Let's just be smart, be careful here. Okay, because the Big Ten does not tell you who to send. You select who you send. That's why, for example, you'll see some great underclassmen that don't go to Big Ten media days because the coaches want to bring upperclassmen with them. That's their choice. That's fine. See, that's the baffling part. The baffling part is the school makes the choice as to who goes. And I'm like, who made that choice? Now, by doing this, everybody knows Noah Shannon's one of the guys they're looking at. George Kliavkov, Pac-12 commissioner. Says, quote, doesn't want to talk about a Pac-12 media deal. We're not announcing our media rights deal on purpose today because we want the focus to be on football. But added on a follow-up question that he would not confirm if a deal was done or not. Kliavkov then says, quote, the longer we wait, the better our options get. I don't think so. Okay. You need them more than they need you. Why is the SEC so attractive? ESPN needs them. Why is the Big Ten so attractive? Fox, CBS, NBC, they need them because they're a draw. Brands, markets, the Big Ten's a draw. SEC, brands, draw. Pac-12 doesn't have a media deal right now because guess what? At this hour, and this is not going to change, the Pac-12 needs the media deal more than the media need the Pac-12. Again, when you go from must-have to really nice-to-have, you have a problem. We must have the SEC. We must have the Big Ten. It'd be nice to have the Pac-12. There's a difference. And that's the problem he has right now. What's the movie with Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
Where I can't remember if it's Jim Carrey or Jeff Daniels. I think it's Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Ass. What are my chances? 1,000,000 to 1. So you're saying there's a chance. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Felix Bautista is back out there. Try to put the Orioles alone at the top in the AL East. Lauer, the ground ball to second. Frazier, one. Henderson. Yes. The Orioles move into sole possession of first place.
Let's see now. $69 million in payroll. $279 million in payroll. $69 million is in first place. $279 million is in last place. Huh.
And first time since 1990, I think it was, that they're in last place this late in the season. So, yeah, it's embarrassing.
Am I missing something here?
No. Not one bit.
And the Orioles are a fun, exciting team to watch. I like watching them play. Your team?
Yeah.
We have options here. I can stay in the deck and watch it dry, or I can watch your team attempt to play offense.
Exactly right.
Or field. Or pitch. It's a lot of money for a lot of nothing.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Boy, it's been a long year for you.
I've just had the Eagles Super Bowl run. That's about it.
Yeah, but they lost.
True. But at least I had the enjoyable season until that point. I've had nothing but disappointment the rest of the time, so. Although I shouldn't say that. I've obviously been able to live vicariously, we'll say, through all of Penn State's success in football and basketball.
What about your kids, your wife?
No? Well, there's that, too, of course.
Parents? Family? Christmas? Birthdays?
Yeah, of course.
Well, no, I mean, every day I'm trying to talk you down from some tower.
And I will say this, too. If you ask me what would make me happiest the best is the Eagles' continued success. Like, I would give up the rest of my team's success if the Eagles can keep the way they are and being one of the better teams in the league. So, I do put that out there as well. I would rather a Super Bowl than have, like, all three of my other teams win championships. I would rather have a Super Bowl. So that's the kind of fan I am for the Eagles.
I think they will make the playoffs, but they will not win the division.
Yeah, I think they win the division, maybe win a playoff game or two, but I don't see them making a deep run again this year. But I hope I'm wrong. We'll see.
Do we have the king?
Working on him now.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
Now we got him.
There we go.
King.
Hey, what up?
Not much.
How about them Yankees, huh?
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
You know what I was saying to Matt about that? I watched some of the Angels series, and you know what strikes me about them? Is that obviously, you know, they're not winning, okay? But they're not a fun team to watch.
No.
I mean, sometimes you could have a team that doesn't win a lot of games, but boy, you know, they do some things that's fun, exciting, whatever. The Yankees don't do anything that's fun or exciting. And that's
I'm on board with the Orioles now.
Oh, aren't they terrific? They're fun. Young team.
They're fun to watch, yeah.
Yeah, fun to watch. I mean, you know, $69 million payroll. What's yours, $279, Matt?
Yeah, something like that. But you can't be ruined if you can't be switching to the O's now, King. Come on. That's a division rival.
Hey, I've said for years. Yeah, I've said for years. You want to go to the game and be happy when you leave. Always root for the team that wins.
We got a front run, Matt. We've got to go with the front runner. Oh, they're no longer geez. Yankee fans or Orioles fans.
You're killing me. You're killing me. I'm still sticking with them regardless.
No,
the O's, whatever.
I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, the O's, they're fine. I'm happy
horrible.
For them, I guess. But
what?
I mean, the O's, if anybody in the division you're going to be happy for, I guess it's the O's because of all that they've suffered. But, you know, it's still a division rival at the end of the day. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, but the Yankees are doing nothing.
No, they're not.
Like Steve said, there's no pizzazz to them. There's no, you're like, you know, are we waiting for Aaron Judge to come back? I don't, and he hurt his toe. Have you ever seen a hockey player? They play with broken bones and broken sternums and collapsed lungs. And a baseball player hurts his toe and he's out for 2 months. I don't get it. As a fan, I get lost with it. I'm like, okay, he hurt his toe. I watched a pitcher for the Red Sox. He had a hangnail, and they had to take him out of the game. I mean, come on. What's with a baseball player that they can't do anything with an injury at all? That doesn't make sense to me. And they make the most money of any athlete. So.
It's guaranteed.
Yeah. Kind of scary. I mean, hockey players are just a different breed. I don't. They're well spoken. They're a great interview, and they're crazy. They're just. I don't know.
Yeah.
I watched a guy for the Bruins skate with a broken leg. And it was broken. The leg was hanging off of him, and he was like pushing on one skate. That just got. I was like, God, get off the ice. It's okay, you know. But they give it up. Baseball players duck away from a fastball. Hockey players dive in front of a puck. So how's Penn State football looking this year, boys?
Well, going into camp, there's a lot of optimism, and I think the optimism is justified. Now they have to make a payoff, and that's what it is. Next week, they'll have Big Ten Media Day. James Franklin will get a lot of questions asked about Drew Aller. He'll have a lot of questions asked about the young talent that played last year and the ability to be better this year, and what can Penn State do to get past Ohio State and Michigan. He'll be asked all that.
That's a big detour.
Yeah.
How do they look with the portal?
Oh, they did a great job in the portal, I think. I like what they did in the portal. They went out and got, like, Dante Cephas at wide receiver is an impact player. He's already.
Did they get hurt by it?
No. That's the interesting part. They did not get hurt by it. The guys that I expected to leave because of a lack of upward mobility on the depth chart were the ones that did leave. The only guy, one guy left that surprised me. They were able to get a defensive back from North Carolina who's going to his fourth year named Storm Duck. And he started in North Carolina. And I watched him in winter workouts and I watched him this spring. And to be honest with you, I thought he was terrific. I thought, what a great add. And at the end of spring practice, he transferred out and went to Louisville. Like, he was here for 4 months. Like,
wow.
Okay. Yeah, that was the only one that transferred out where I sat back and went, yay, really?
It's a big problem. And you can tell, who's the guy, Wayne Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin of Ole Miss, yep.
Yeah, he's having a meltdown because of it. It depends. Now the big thing, and you know way more about it than I do, only what I hear on the radio. Obviously, you guys are deep into it. That guys are getting offered money to go to schools, and it's a problem. You know, that they're not just going there to play football or basketball or any sport. They're being offered $1 million to go to that school and play. And it doesn't really matter which school it is. If you, whoever offers the most money is where I'm going to go. And that, I'm sorry, I know their college, that they generate a lot of money for the college and all that stuff, but good Lord, it's like the education, the free education they're getting doesn't mean a thing. If you want me to play there, I want $1 million. I want $2 million. And they're losing players because of it.
It was interesting today because I went over to Penn State basketball practice and I saw John Hara, Shep Garner, Josh Reeves. I mean, all these guys played 4 years at Penn State. Mm-hmm. Right? And it was, there's a connection that they will forever have with the school. That transfers will have some connection to the school, but not to this depth. And that's, you know, something that may be a dying breed as well.
These guys said that a lot of the portal transfers have to do with the alumni at the school and how much money they can put into bringing players in. And that just made no sense to me. Like Alabama wasn't able to do it the first year, but now they can. That the legislature said, oh, God, Alabama's getting hurt by this new rule. We have to vote this in. And I'm not quite sure what that is, but now Alabama can get those players that want the big money. I'm like, oh, well,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I can explain that. What happened was,
okay,
you had some states that had laws on the books dealing with name, image, and likeness, what you were allowed to do and what the parameters happened to be around it. Alabama was slow to get their law enacted, and Alabama as a university could not do anything until a law was enacted. That's why they had to wait. Each state has had to come up with their own laws.
How is Pennsylvania's?
Good. Could be a little bit better, but good. The most liberal ones now, Texas had gone from being strict to now being wide open. Texas, Arkansas, Missouri have the more liberal laws on the books where now you're allowed to offer donors incentives to donate to the collective. And such as, hey, bowl tickets, Longhorn points to buy better seats, things like that, which is, according to the NCAA, a violation. And they brought that up to Texas A&M Athletic Director Ross Bjork, and he said, we'll follow the Texas law. We're not worried about the NCAA rules. Okay, here we go. Says
everything. Do you see any difference with the NCAA with Baker in charge of it, or is it the same?
Nope, it's the same. No difference. Oh. He's going hat in hand to Congress saying, help us out. We need you guys to come up with legislation.
No.
Because we're not going to do the rules ourselves. We'll just get sued.
Hey, if we haven't learned in our stupid lives that once you get the government involved, you're making a huge mistake.
To quote Ronald Reagan, the 9 most frightening words are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. All right.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Uh-oh. Whoops. Okay.
I love Ronald Reagan. I love hearing the quotes he would come up with.
I heard the
other day.
And we're here to help.
People are complaining that the Constitution is old. He said, it's old because it worked. Like, okay, that makes sense. He said, you don't get rid of something that doesn't work. So, and that was, what, 30, 40 years ago. So.
Yeah, and that's why we kept Matt on. Matt works. I mean, he may whine, moan, and complain, and we may be getting lots of donations of cheese to go with his wine, but he's good.
Oh, my almighty!
All right, we'll come back. Headlines next on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Headlines.
All right, so I'll get things started with our good buddy King, Carlos Rodon, who's been dead weight so far. Carlos Rodon hired as an usher to continue walking people. There you go. That's about as good as he's been lately, huh?
I can't hear Steve.
I'm right here.
Oh, you're there?
Yeah, I've been.
How you been? You're doing good?
How you been? Yeah, I'm doing fine. No, good
not
to hear.
Bad. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, good. Oh. That's good.
Mrs. Alvera passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. She was a very nice lady.
Yeah. I'm going to wake tomorrow. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. Did you hear mine, King?
Do I what?
Did you hear mine?
That no, I did not.
Okay, all right. We'll do it again. So, okay. Carlos Rondon is being hired as an usher to continue walking people. Based off the last performance against the A's that was against the Angels that was less than stellar.
How bad are the A's?
God. Not good.
Well, the A's are bad too.
Oh yeah. My God.
At least they're not the A's, but you know.
Here's my headline. Pirates owner Bob Nutting buys Yankees from Hal Steinbrenner, says, quote, what's the difference?
See, there you go. The Pirates are even kind of more exciting right now than the Yankees.
They want to play.
At least it's a nice ballpark, but anyway, go ahead, King.
Will Megan Rapone please go away?
Eventually she will.
She's still on the women's team. And I lost so much respect for her because when they won the World Cup and then she went around on her nationwide tour, like, and she said, I'm a role model for young women, and she's dropping the F-bomb every, like, third word. I was like, you're not any type of role model. You got a mouth like a truck driver. And she's still on the women's team. I'm like, we don't have anyone better than her. I don't know. That's all.
We have some upcoming talent, but she's going to be limited to start the game tonight against Venezuela.
No, Vietnam.
Vietnam has the women's. Either way, they should beat the snot out of them tonight, hopefully.
Vietnam at 9 o'clock, and then Netherlands next. Here's my next headline. Dan Snyder, now $6 billion richer, buys the Yankees.
Oh, please, no. That would just make things... Then I'm done.
The Redskins.
Then I might go to the O's or the Phillies or something else. Then I'm done.
Oh,
that'd be the kiss
God.
Of death.
You...
Oh, says, boy.
They're already in the place in the standings that I'm used to.
Oh. I could just see George Steinbrenner rolling in his grave right now. Actually coming out of his grave to slap Hank and then go back into his grave. Oh. Oh, boy. That would break Twitter and all of social media. That really would. But
Dan Snyder's a moron.
Yes. The very definition.
I'm so shocked that the NFL allowed him to stay as long as they did.
Yeah, I know.
Because these allegations aren't new. They've been around for a long, long time.
Yep. Especially the stuff that he did inside the NFL, too, let alone all the other stuff.
That's what the $60 million fine's
for. Yeah, exactly.
For.
I mean, it's outrageous.
Why wait so long? I don't understand the wait period, you know?
When Tom Brady
deflated a football, they went nuts, you know? This guy is degrading women and, you know, a lot of bad allegations, and they let it go on forever, you know?
Yep. Stupid.
Anyway, what do you got, King?
Oh, a few things. Anyway, it's hot.
yeah.
Let's see. Oh, man, I have one. It's not that great. I'm a firm believer that Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame, and I wonder if he'll eventually get in because the gambling is really starting to bother me, how much every single thing is a bet, and Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame. And I'm sorry. You look at people, as good as Derek Jeter is, he had like 3,400 hits. Pete Rose had 4,200 hits, you know? And he's not in the Hall of Fame, and that's just wrong to me. It should be based on what you did when you played, not somebody's opinion of you now. So, response?
my next one is... Saquon Barkley buys the New York Yankees.
Yeah, look at that. Why isn't he play? Why didn't they sign him?
I have no idea. No idea.
Oh, my God. He's not just a running back. He catches the ball out of the backfield. Christian McCaffrey got the money. Saquon Barkley should get the money. The Giants are idiots.
Megan Rapinoe buys the Yankees.
I'd rather Saquon. Their hair pink. No more short haircuts. Everybody's got pink hair. That'd be funny.
Oh, boy. Well, my last one is a local shout-out. Nick Dunn, big congrats. He's now a triple-A with Memphis after starting his career at the State College Spikes. How about that?
I personally like Nick. By the way, I'm up in Williamsport tonight at the at Bowman Field for the Cutters game. Tonight's Penn State night there, and I'll throw out the first pitch and...
Look at you.
Meet and greet and all
He's
sorts of stuff.
Throwing out the first pitch?
Nice.
Holy crap. Wow. Enfield Hall of Fame, first pitch of baseball games.
Make sure you throw a strike.
You must be old.
Don't pull a 50 cent.
I was talking to Tim Brando about that. He went into some Hall of Fame and said, Timmy, congrats. He goes, Steve, I'm at the stage of my life where you get stuff like that only because you're old.
Yeah, exactly. They're running out of people, so they're going to the...
That's like, we're out of people. Let's go to the old guy.
AccuWeather and Sports, celebrating 90 years of serving the Susquehanna Valley. We are WKOK Sunbury.